USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate has voted to acquit former President Trump in his impeachment trial. The vote was 57 guilty, 43 not guilty. Seven Republicans joined Democrats in voting to convict him. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said, "It's not over."
In the language of today, President Trump is still liable for everything he did while he was in office as an ordinary citizen, unless the statute of limitations is run, still liable for everything he did while he's in office. Didn't get away with anything yet. Yet. We have a criminal justice system in this country. We have civil litigation. And former presidents are not immune from being accountable by either one.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has released recommendations on how to reopen schools safely.
Universal and correct use of masks, physical distancing, hand washing and respiratory etiquette, cleaning and maintaining healthy facilities, and diagnostic and rapid and efficient contact tracing in combination with isolation and quarantine.
CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says they're giving out recommendations, and it also depends on the virus rating in each individual community. President Biden has met with mayors and governors as he discusses his administration's COVID-19 plan.
The American Rescue Plan has multiple pieces. The most important piece, in my view, is making sure we give them enough capacity to deal with the virus in their states and how we're going to do that.
In his $1.9 trillion package, the president proposes sending $350 billion to state, local, and tribal governments. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A new study in Pennsylvania shows that pigs are as smart as dogs. USA's Mike Fortier has more.
Researchers at Penn State University announcing this week the results of a study on pigs and video games. The findings published in Frontiers of Psychology show pigs are smart enough to use their snouts to move a joystick to play a rudimentary video game well enough to earn treats from a dispenser. Researchers say the study proves pigs have remarkable cognitive and behavioral flexibility, even when significantly outside their normal frame of reference. One researcher tells HuffingtonPost.com there's nothing we previously knew about pigs that would have suggested they could do this to any degree.
A famous actor has been laid to rest. USA's Lance Pry has more.
More than 2 years after his death in 2018, the cremated remains of Burt Reynolds has finally been laid to rest. The actor died at 82 years of age on September 6, 2018, after suffering a heart attack. He was finally buried at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery on Thursday in a private ceremony. A simple headstone bears his name, with a bust of the actor to adorn the site in the future. No reason was given for the delay of the Burt Reynolds gravesite. The Hollywood Forever Cemetery is at Highway 101. In Santa Monica Boulevard in Los Angeles, California. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
British researchers say they have evidence that the famous Stonehenge may have first stood in Wales before moving to its present location. The research team said they've identified the original circle near the megalith quarries where the stones were made. They say the stones were moved to the present location due to migration. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.